Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
How many times did we hear the word impeachment this past week? The answer to that would be fake news, because I certainly don't know how often it was bantered about in your neck of the woods. I do know that it's a number that we can't even really measure. What's new, what's different, and where are we headed as far as the impeachment inquiry is concerned? And you've got two diplomats that drafted a statement for the Ukrainian leader that would have committed him to investigations of President Trump's rival, supposedly, according to the New York Times. And they say the statement was new evidence of how the president's fixation with Ukraine drove diplomats to bend American foreign policy. That is at the heart of it. Did foreign policy get bent? Who is the whistleblower, and what are we going to hear that's going to blow the shoes off of our feet? Because after all, we are paying for this investigation. You're a taxpayer, and how it affects you personally and how it affects me personally is very big. So it's something that can't be taken lightly, because it can lead to a couple of different things that could happen here in this country that would absolutely affect every single one of us. And I say this show is about what happens to us because of policy and because of personal politics in Washington, D.C., and this is something that's going to be tied up for the rest of the year for sure, maybe even longer than that. Could affect the election. Is incredibly draining, and there are twists and turns that we have no idea who's at the heart of it and whether or not they're to be believed, or whether or not they're dead on, and this was something that shouldn't have happened. I heard I read an op-ed piece, rather, from Paul Krugman, who said, this is the Trump slump, basically, and he only has himself to blame. And, of course, part of that is what's going on with the New York Stock Exchange, where it's rocking and directions where people are losing money, but we see that change every single day. The recession word gets thrown about. The U.S. economy is going through a partial slump. Manufacturing is contracting. That's not good. Ag is also taking a big hit. Shipping is taking a big hit. But output and employment still are growing. So it's sort of a fifth of the economy. And to Paul's point there, I agree. It is the economy, stupid. So whatever happens with the economy, that does shape what's happening in your world and in my world. So the impeachment inquiry is important because it is having an effect on what's happening, not just with potentially with the economy, what's happening with the worldview, because like it or not, we are global. And while half of the world deals with Brexit and the fallout from that, this is something else that could lead us down a bumpy road. And what do we know as far as what the testimony was on the Hill from Kurt Volker, the then U.S. Special Envoy for the Ukraine? Who would think, if you were the Special Envoy for the Ukraine, that you would be in the middle of a swirling controversy that could affect what's happening in our world, in the United States, and with the leader of the free world? I bet you he didn't think that. I bet he didn't think that was what was going to happen. Text messages released on Thursday between U.S. diplomats and a senior Ukrainian aide showed how a potential Ukrainian investigation into
the election was linked to a meeting between the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, and the United States president, Donald Trump. So those releases were pumped out by the House Intelligence Committee. Rudy Giuliani was closely connected to U.S. policy on the Ukraine and was involved in setting up the July 25th phone call between Trump and Zelensky, in which Trump supposedly argued an investigation into former VP Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Who knew what that phone call would yield? If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly are welcome to be part of the show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Evening there, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, what's happening? You know today that Trump, he got on the tube. And he claimed, well, even China.
I know, I saw that. He just added
he
more.
Just make a general statement. If any foreign country, Germany, Spain, China, I don't care who you are, if you find any, I don't care whether Republican, Independent, or Democrat, or local dog catcher, if you have evidence, go ahead and whistleblow. We'll look into it.
And I know it was really, really crazy. It's like I saw a banana peel and with the president's face on it, and of course it was the New York Times, and then a foot, and I thought, oh boy, slipping on the banana peel. And you're right, Trump, they're calling him the self-impeaching president, wants to investigate the Bidens and the whole China thing.
Well, I'm talking about any one of them.
I know.
I'm talking about Democrat. I mean, hey, you want to lower the national debt? You want to get rid of the crookedness? Let's go.
Let's go all the way
in. It's stupid at all.
Yeah.
Why not? He hired every foreign country's secret service or whatever to investigate all of our politicians. Why not? He's getting a free investigation.
Yeah, why not? Exactly.
He ain't paying a dime for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and who knows? We may get rid of a lot of criminals that are politicians.
Crazy.
But, I did mention last night too, because, you know, the Democrats, they've made the statement, well, if this one doesn't work, we got another one with another whistleblower, and he's from the IRS over his tax records. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did see that.
I mean,
oh, my, oh, my.
Come on. It's just pure common sense. I mean, if this don't work, we'll get them this way. If this don't work, we'll get them that way. This is pure hate. I don't know how else you define a hate crime. Then you know, we'll come up with something eventually.
You know what? It's like we should rewrite. Yes, we should rewrite the song certainly from your point of view of 50 ways to take down a president instead of 50 ways to leave your lover. All right, we're leaving this segment. Thanks, Grim. I'll meet you on the other side, folks.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Show to shake things up. So the White House is preparing for the formal objection to what's going on with this impeachment investigation. And that will be all the conversation throughout the weekend and heading into the beginning of next week. We move on to a couple of other things. The word embezzlement, $2.5 million, family companies, yikes. And who is this attached to? Well, a celebrity. LeVar Ball, sued by his ex-business partner. He's accusing the B-Ball father of embezzling that money from some companies and exploiting his kids for personal wealth and fame. Shock! She says sarcastically. So according to these documents, Alan Foster is suing LeVar, alleging he diverted and spent company money to fund his extravagant lifestyle. Living off your kids? You're kidding. Foster was a co-owner of the famous Big Baller brand and another sports and entertainment company set up by LeVar and his wife called Ball Sports Group. So, yada yada, the complaint goes on and on and on and on and on. NBA star Lonzo Ball sued the same ex-partner, Alan Foster, for similar allegations, saying he took money out of the company's accounts. Foster claims Lonzo was pressured to file the suit by his father. Sounds like a piggy bank issue to me. Oh, I wonder what the courts will ultimately decide. And you wonder why, with litigation, we have that whole thing about frivolous lawsuits, which unfortunately, the little people usually are the ones that are bit by that, where they should get what they deserve. I have a friend who was maybe a year ago involved in what
could have been a hit and run, but luckily it didn't turn into that. We'll just put it that way. But anyway, was really messed up because of this accident and wasn't actually trying to gouge anybody, but one was knocked out of work. And boy, they have dragged this sucker out like nobody's business. And you watch what happens when people go through this process. And I'm saying on the level where you don't have a lot of money, fight back. And it is a whole different ball game than talking about branding and partnerships and millions of dollars and who took what from the piggy bank, etc. So Kate Delaney, once again, as we go down this path of odds and ends, let's talk about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, the football player who had all the skills and then just blew it right and left. NFL investigators still haven't gotten an interview with Brown despite this case, which is in its fourth plus week. And what is the case about? It's about sexual assault allegations. And they say it's going to remain indefinitely open until Brown cooperates or there's some sort of a resolution to the civil lawsuit brought against him by his former trainer. Of course, he's not with any team right now. He was released by the Patriots on September 20th. He's a free agent. He has limited the leverage, I'm sure the NFL has, to force him to cooperate with investigators because of all that. Will he sign with another NFL team in the future? You never know. If you get closer to a playoff and deadlines and something could change. But he is in kind of a state of limbo if anyone wants to sign him. He did have talent, but he's got a whole bunch of something else, baggage, and baggage that could be serious that is following him around. So the question of does anyone touch that, you know, that's a very broad question, let's put it that way. Meanwhile, there is this. How about the fact that Uber, boy, and they are desperate, Uber starts a helicopter service in New York. They've decided, well, we get jammed up in traffic, let's go to the skies. So users of the app will soon be able to book helicopter flights to JFK, and they'll be able to start on October 7th. How much does that cost, though? That's not a cheap ride, I guarantee it. The 8-minute flight, because that's what it would take. Ooh, that could be tempting. Would you be tempted to take a helicopter 8 minutes? $200 a person. But it does include ground transportation at each end. There's a lot of demand from Manhattan to JFK and back. Driving, you ready for this? Driving to the airport from Manhattan, if it's a trafficy time, can take 2 hours. You decide to go public transportation, it's an hour. There's no fast way to do this. This service, by the way, the Uber service, is going to be available in Los Angeles, Dallas, and Australia's Melbourne in 2023. Would you take a helicopter for $200? I think it depends on your business. And obviously, the kind of money that you have. If it was a one-time thing, I guess that's different. And if you had to get there. Because when you're stuck and you have that much time, having just gone to New York, as you know, in the beginning of the week, I made sure I left with plenty of time, and they told me that it could be 20 minutes or it could be 2 hours. That's a whole lot of time to navigate, isn't it? A lot. All right, how about this? The Navy's newest aircraft carrier, a $13 billion price tag, by the way, the USS Gerald Ford, they say is the most technologically advanced warship ever built. It actually is pretty incredible looking, I have to say. I mean, it is eye candy. In other words, it's mind-blowing. And since my husband was on an aircraft carrier, I got to know a lot about aircraft carriers, and it's fascinating to me. If you ever want to get on an aircraft carrier, you can go to New York City and they've got one that's docked that you can walk on. It'll blow your mind. It has a bunch of planes on it. The Intrepid. Put that on your list. And I'll tell you, you'll be blown away. Including an old Concorde is on its deck. And then there's something that is a sort of mini dedication to 9/11. But it was impressive, for sure. All right, in summing all of this up, and looking at where we are as far as odds and ends, what a crazy week it's been. A lot of conversation about impeachment, whistleblower, and also a Dallas ex-cop who shot a neighbor and killed a neighbor and then was sentenced to 10 years in prison. And the crowd in the courthouse going wild but screaming there was no justice, thinking that it should be more years for shooting that neighbor who she didn't even know. Oof. Boy, oh boy. And then you didn't know this, I'm sure, and this is a good odds and ends. The NBA is playing in India for the first time ever. Wonder how many people go out and watch that. I bet it will be jammed. But that's what's happening. The Sacramento Kings and the Indiana Pacers are going to do, or have done, a couple of games in Mumbai. And it wasn't the first NBA game ever in India, but it's the first time two teams from the North American Sports League have ever played in India. And they did that to kick things off in the beginning of the year, figuring this is the way to usher this in, because we know in India, cricket is the popular sport. Will they take to basketball? I think it ends up being crowded. You know, you have students from schools, and that should fill up some of those seats and open to fans who, of course, got tickets and whatnot. And they say that, you know, the tuk-tuks are being lined up to get you to the game. It might be that the coolest thing about India, right? You jump on a tuk-tuk and then get whisked away. And the tuk-tuks remind me a little bit, some of them anyway, of golf carts. Only they're decorated much differently than a golf cart. All right, hang with us, everybody.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A second whistleblower has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog about President Trump. His attorney says his client's firsthand knowledge supports a claim by a previous whistleblower about the president's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son.
The evidence of wrongdoing by Donald Trump is hiding in plain sight.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
The Senate Intelligence Committee that I serve on has been asked to look at this to see if we can't assemble all of the facts. I think that gives us a responsibility to actually try to get the facts before we reach conclusions. Others who haven't been asked to do that might reach their conclusions a little quicker than we are.
The original whistleblower said the president was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To welcome to this edition of Author's Corner, Peter Locke, and he's written several books, but I'm sitting here looking at and thinking about Mickey the Martian. Book one, Mickey Arrives, and just it's intriguing, you know, to think Martian, Mickey, what's Mickey doing, and the adventures. And we're going to go on that adventure with Peter, who's in our virtual green room. So, Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Kate.
Yeah, for everybody that's listening to us, I'm thinking, what was it that drove you to write in the first place and to write this book?
Well, I spent 50 years as a television cameraman, and I retired last year, and I had nothing to do. And I thought, well, I've spent 50 years taking other people's stories and giving them to the public. Why don't I do my own? And when I was a little boy, I used to be called out in front of the class to tell stories. And I thought, I know, I'll write some stories. And the easiest story to write, purely from imagination, was about spacemen, something like that. So I devised Mickey the Martian, and he came to Earth, met a couple of 8-year-old twins, and they went on adventures together. And so that was how it started, and I just wrote the adventures.
Wow. And writing the adventures, I love the way you describe that, as looking behind the lens and hearing other people's stories and then thinking of what you were writing about. Was it fun to use that theme? Because that opens up a whole new world, so to speak.
Yes, it was great fun. And, in fact, one of the books is called A Visit to the TV Studios, which I was able to do with all my experience of actually working in TV studios.
Oh, and so, well, you know, I used to work in television, too. I was an anchor, so I completely understand what you're talking about. And going into a television studio is like escaping into a different world, and there's so much that you can see in the studio. What was it like writing about that, because that was your familiar surroundings?
I enjoyed it, and I think that one thing that struck me over the years is that whenever I see a television program where they are going into a TV studio, it is never right. They always do peculiar things, and you think, no, they never do that in a television studio. And so I thought, at least I can write about it in almost a factual way.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, in writing it in a factual way, what do you think is the biggest thing that people don't understand about TV studios?
I think it's the way that the technicians try to do things. Cameramen move into peculiar areas. You see somebody who is, let's say, out on the road, having, as a newscaster, having something shot, and it's in a totally wrong angle, and then when they cut to what the camera is supposed to see, it's absolutely wrong. Those sorts of things, which makes me a bit of a nerd when it comes to cameras. But those sorts of things, they were sort of unrealistic to the way it really goes. But one of my main thoughts about them going to the TV studio was because they are doing a production of a space program, and they're concentrating on Mars. And so the two Earth, the twins, they go there, and of course they meet their film star, their hero, and they have a go in the spaceship and all those sort of things that I think would interest the children.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it is about the children and writing for children.
Yeah.
And of course adults can read the book and I think escape into it as well. But writing for children, how was that? Was it difficult? Did you have to think, oh, I don't know that a child would look at it that way? How do you, because it is different to write for children.
Well, I'm told by my wife that I'm very childish anyway. So it wasn't hard for me to to write for children. And in fact, the writing of the books didn't take me very long at all. I was writing a book in 2 days.
Wow, 2 days?
Yeah. It took me longer to type them than it did to write them.
Wow.
So I just had the imagination. And what I did, which the only sort of conscious thing, really, I suppose I would say, is that I decided that all the characters were going to be entirely different to what you would expect them to be. So I turned them all on their heads, and for example, without giving too much away, Father Christmas is a boy.
And
he was bored one day, and he had this red suit that he put on, and he stuffed a pillow at the front because it was far too big, and he went out and delivering presents. And that's what somebody saw, and that's what people think Father Christmas looked like.
Wow. When you, you know, as you, I liked it, what you said about your wife and the whole idea of being childish, which, by the way, is a very good thing. We're speaking with Peter Locke, and we're talking about his books, and specifically we're talking about Mickey the Martian, book one, Mickey Arrives. What do you hope that kids get out of reading your book?
Well, there are two things that I hope they get. One is that they stretch their imagination. The books, apart from a line drawing of Mickey at the beginning and another one of him waving goodbye at the end, there are no pictures in the books. It is purely text. So I think that people who read a book and enjoy it and then the book is made into a film, quite often they're disappointed because it doesn't come up to what their imagination was when they read the book. So I would like to think that children will stretch their imagination. And the other thing that I've done is I've put certain amount of bigger words in. And the books are aimed at 5 to 10 year olds. But I've just put a few words in there which they're going to have to ask their parents what the word is. So it teaches them to learn at the same time.
Wow, and I said this off the air that I thought you were prolific, I could tell. Who knows how many books that you'll write when this is all said and done? Do you, even though the process is quick, do you really enjoy it?
I do. In fact, 7 of the books are published at the moment, but I have actually written 10.
Wow.
And I stopped at 10 because I've obviously got to market the ones that are published at the moment. So that is where my energy is going at this moment in time. But, I have loads and loads of ideas, and I shall look forward to writing again in the future.
If people want to get your books, this book, any of the books, where can they go?
They can go on to the website, which is www.mickeythemartian.com. And they will probably be directed from there to Amazon.
Oh, there you go.
There are Barnes and Noble and others stock them as well.
So it's okay. So you can go to Amazon and it'll go through those normal channels. I just want to make sure because I know people listening will look for that, especially the timing of this because it is almost the holiday time, and that's when people are really looking to get books, especially children's books.
Yes. And if at the end of November they are in the area, we will be at the Miami Book Fair.
Ah, there you go.
And I think it's the 24th to the 22nd to the 24th of November. It's the back end of November.
Yep, so that's a good thing. So for people listening, keep that in mind, certainly, if you go to the Miami Book Fair, and I know there's lots of people listening to us across the country that could be involved in that and could be headed that way. We only have a minute or so left, so this has to be fun, putting this all together, but what else do you do for fun?
At the moment, I'm almost completely tied up with Mickey, but I am also involved with the Royal Variety charity over here.
Nice. All right.
And I'm
not surprising.
Good friends with the chairman and the secretary of the society, and we meet up quite often, probably once a week. The charity also has a home for retired artists. So there are some quite well-known people in the homes called Grinsworth House. And I just met the manager of operations there, and so he's invited me to the house to meet some of the people. There are a couple of people in there that I've worked with in the past.
Sounds really interesting, and of course, we have similar things in the United States for some of the people listening in the United States when it comes to actors and those in the entertainment business. Well, I can't wait to see where all your adventures take you, and Peter, it's been a delight to talk to you and have you on this segment. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for listening to me.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I hope you sit up and pay attention, and here's why. Irregular heart rhythm is a major risk for a stroke. Did you hear me? Here's another shocker. AFib is killing people. What is AFib? A quivering or irregular heartbeat. What are the dangers? Oh, boy, especially if it goes undetected. I am so pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Ron Passman. He's the director of the Center for AFib at Northwestern Medical Hospital in Chicago. Doc, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about AFib. People hear that, and I sort of explained it, but I'm no doctor at the top. Tell us what AFib is and why we keep hearing that.
So you keep hearing about it because atrial fibrillation is the most common abnormal rhythm of the heart in adults. So it's estimated that if you're, let's say, in your 40s and you're lucky enough to live to your 80s, that you have about a 1 in 4 chance of developing AFib in your lifetime. So this is a disease that will affect, you know, many of us or our loved ones, and it is a major cause of stroke, as you mentioned. People with AFib have about a 500% increased risk of stroke compared to patients without atrial fibrillation. And that's why finding AFib and treating it is really a public health concern.
Yeah, scary just even hearing that number. So what are the risk factors with AFib?
one risk factor is age. This is generally a disease of getting older, and we see AFib a lot more in, 70-year-olds than we do in 30-year-olds. But there are additional risk factors, things like diabetes or hypertension or congestive heart failure, are all risk factors for the development of atrial fibrillation.
Wow. So age, obviously, some of what you just mentioned, and I'm thinking milestones and major events from research, because let's hear some good stuff. What have we uncovered?
Oh, there's a lot that's gone on. I mean, this is one of the most intensively researched areas in cardiology because this is such a common problem, and this really has so many manifestations. So I would say that some of the big milestones have to do with stroke prevention. We've known since the 1940s that the drug called Coumadin or warfarin was effective at preventing strokes, but anyone who's been on that drug knows that it's hard to take, that you need to have your blood levels monitored, and that it interferes with foods and other medications. So over the last, 8 years or so, we now have four new medications on the market. You've probably seen commercials. And these drugs are probably better, safer, and easier to take than warfarin. So that's one big issue. I think the other big development is the area of ablation, right? It used to be that if you had atrial fibrillation, there wasn't much that we could do. There were medications that were developed to hopefully keep you in a normal rhythm, but those medications have limited efficacy and some serious side effects. So over the last 20 years or so, the concept of ablation, where we go into the heart, find out where the AFib is coming from, and eliminate the source of the atrial fibrillation, has really developed as a very viable option for patients who have symptoms from AFib. And that last issue, I think, is another development that we're witnessing still today. I mentioned that AFib is very common, but what I didn't tell you is that while many patients may have symptoms, and those symptoms may consist of palpitations or shortness of breath or dizziness, many patients are completely asymptomatic. And what complicates the issue even further is that while some patients have AFib all the time, often AFib comes and goes. So you have a disease that may be without symptoms, and you have a disease that may be very intermittent. So even if you went to your doctor for a routine exam, and your doctor examined you and said everything is fine, that doesn't mean that you don't have atrial fibrillation. So we're living at a time, though, where we now have consumer-grade electronics, things that you can download to your smartphone or attach to your smartphone, or that come built into smart watches that now allow us to constantly assess someone for atrial fibrillation. So every day now, I have people coming to me because their Apple Watch told them they had AFib, not their doctor, right? Not their symptoms, but their watch told them for the first time.
Yeah, which is incredible. It's funny you mention that because I just got an Apple Watch doc a couple of weeks ago, and that's the first thing everybody said to me. Didn't your grandfather have heart problems? You're healthy, but you never know. And that's one of the first things I did, and I think it's incredible that your smartwatch can help what's going on with possible AFib symptoms, et cetera, and you can then go to your doctor and let lead to that. So pretty amazing. And in this edition of For Your Health, we're speaking with Dr. Ron Passman, director of the Center for AFib at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and we're talking about smartwatches and how you can determine that maybe something's wrong with you there. Are there any downsides, though, to the technology?
Well, I think the two downsides are, with any screening tool, you run the risk of false positives, right? That the watch picked up something that isn't atrial fibrillation. But listen, no doctor is going to treat you based on, the smartwatch alone. You can record an EKG from the watch, and therefore, we will confirm the diagnosis. So that could create some anxiety until that diagnosis is straightened out. But I think that these watches are quite accurate. And then I think the other downside is that, these things are still costly and may be out of reach of many people who might benefit most. So my hope is, that it is, as this technology trickles down, that it becomes more affordable, and maybe one day this is something that an insurance company would pay for, because maybe it's cheaper to find the disease and intervene before that catastrophic event happens, which is not only catastrophic to the individual, but much more expensive to the healthcare system as well.
Yeah, what about that? Because I know as people are listening to this, and this is the first thing I thought of, what are the lifestyle changes that can impact, AFib? I'm thinking diet, and there's others as well.
Right. So some of them, you know, we can't control, right? I mean, this is a disease of getting older, and we can't control that process. But there's a lot that you can do. You know, we know that moderate levels of exercise are good at preventing atrial fibrillation, that a sedentary lifestyle, but also, actually, interestingly, endurance athletes may be at higher risk of developing AFib. So there's sort of a sweet spot for moderate levels of activity. We know that minimizing alcohol intake or eliminating it altogether is important, that people who drink anything really more than a glass of wine or a glass of beer with dinner, harder liquors and more than that seems to increase your risk. Obesity is a risk factor that we can modify. And a very important one is getting evaluated for sleep apnea, because people with sleep apnea are at much higher risk of developing AFib. And if your sleep apnea is not treated, the ability to control the atrial fibrillation is also going to be limited. So I think those are the big ones, is, you know, diet and exercise, minimizing alcohol intake, getting your sleep apnea evaluated. And then, interestingly, there's data, too, on minimizing the stress in your workplace, and getting a good night's sleep are also important in the long-term prevention of AFib.
All right, I scribbled those all down. I hope everybody was listening. How about somebody with AFib? Because that's the first thing I think of when I attach stroke to it. How can you prevent a stroke?
So, you know, these blood thinners are incredibly effective at preventing stroke. The sad truth is that maybe only 50 to 60% of patients who should be on blood thinners aren't on them. And we don't know whether the doctor's not pressing it enough or people are listening and not accepting it, because let's face it, these blood thinners do have the risk of bleeding, but the risk of bleeding really is minor compared to the risk of stroke and the efficacy of these drugs. These new drugs that are out have a much lower risk of serious life-threatening bleeds, and there are antidotes to all of these new blood thinners. So I would hope that your listeners, if they have been recommended to take a blood thinner, have tried it. The other important thing to know is that there's now a procedure where we could deploy a little umbrella-like device inside the heart, snake through the blood vessels, that can wall off the area where the blood clots form. So there are some people who need to be on a blood thinner but can't take it because of bleeding consequences. And for those patients, this little procedure called a Watchman device may be a very viable alternative. So if you have AFib, I would urge you to speak with your doctor. This is a constantly and quickly evolving area, and things that didn't exist 5 or 10 years ago are now widely available. So this is an ongoing conversation between the doctor and the individual with AFib.
Yeah, I love it. Doc, real quickly, where can people go for more information?
Well, here in Northwestern, you could access our website. It's heart.nm.org. And the phone number at Northwestern is 312-NM-HEART. And I'm also going to give you the website of our professional organization, which is the Heart Rhythm Society. And that website is hrsonline.org.
Great. Dr. Ron Passman, director of the Center for AFib, Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Thanks so much. This has been invaluable, I'm sure, to so many people listening. We appreciate you joining us on this version of the show.
Thanks for having me.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.